Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Sylvia Story, and I'm honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Our scripture for this morning is coming from Jeremiah, the 31st chapter and the 3rd verse. And it reads, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." Loved you with an everlasting love and drawn you with an unfailing kindness. In our time together, I'd like to lift up three small words, yet three very profound words that come from God Almighty. Those words are, I love you. How do you feel when God says, I love you? Do you say to yourself, I've made too many mistakes. I've been disobedient. I haven't treated others like I ought to. There are some things I should have done that I didn't do. How could he, why would he love me? I haven't accomplished all that he has placed before me. How God loves us and how we respond to that love is very important. But know that your performance does not determine God's love. Does not determine God's degree of love for you. It does not determine the width of his love or how long he will love you because you did or did not do a good deed. Your accomplishment as a Christian has no bearing on God's love for you. We must be free from the anxiety of wondering if we've been good enough to deserve God's love, experience God's love, or even receive God's love. See, love is a choice, and God has chosen to love us, just like he chose to love Israel. He chose Israel to be his people. He redeemed them from Egyptian bondage. He provided for their needs while they wandered in the wilderness. And then, even when Israel was disobedient and rebellious, they were wayward. They were unbelieving. They broke covenant with God. And they had to be punished. Yet, God did not reject them. God still loved them. What God says when he says, I love you with an everlasting love, that everlasting has to do with a veil, to veil from sight or be concealed. It may be out of mind in past or present, but it is still in motion and still at work. Though it may have a vanishing point from sight, it is still in motion. So God's very nature is love. And so, despite Israel's wayward and foolish choices, the Lord loved Israel with an everlasting love. And because of his everlasting love, he pledged to heal their land, heal their nation, return them to their land, and restore the joy of their salvation. That's God's everlasting love in motion and still at work. And the mercy of God is not only poured out to Israel, that's also poured out to we the people, we his church. It embraces us as well. Just like God's love for Israel, his love for the church reflects that same never-ending love. And because he loves us, that scripture also says he has drawn us with loving kindness. He drew us into a permanent union with Christ. And he seated us together with him in heavenly places. Consider the character of love when it comes to God. The psalmist wrote in 107, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and for his wonderful deeds for mankind." And we can testify that we have experienced some of those wonderful deeds. God is good. God is gracious. He is patient. And God is kind. He is long-suffering and he's abundant in truth. He is infinitely unchanging and perfect in all of his ways. He calls us his beloved children by faith in Christ. So God loves you and I like that, regardless of. He loves you and I like that, even though we may not be worthy of. So the question is, do you believe this? That this is how God really loves us in spite of how we have performed or obeyed or behaved. Do you believe this? The most famous opening line in all of English love poetry is from a sonnet, sonnet number 43, written by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. It says, and I know you've heard it, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight." Perhaps we need to write a poem of sorts asking this question: how does the Lord love me? Let me count the ways. Isaiah did in Isaiah 61. He said, "I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has arrayed me with a robe of his righteousness." He said, "Like a bridegroom, he has adorned my head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." Perhaps like the psalmist and the prophet Isaiah, it would strengthen our resolve if we too would recount the many ways in which God loves us. In Ephesians 3, Paul desires for us to be rooted and grounded and established in love. He said that we'll be able to comprehend what is the depth and height and length of the love of God, that we be able to grasp it. When you can grasp the love of God, you have a firm grip on it. And when you know the love of Christ Jesus, you are aware, you feel, you can perceive this love that surpasses knowledge. Remember, God's love for us gave his son to die. And Christ's love for us took him to the cross, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But why is it so important for us to love? Because of the commandment Jesus gave us. He said, "A new command I give, that you love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another." So being rooted and grounded in love and grasping and knowing the love of Christ is what helps us, what teaches us, what shows us how to love one another. Remember this song from years ago? "What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone." Wouldn't you agree that the world needs love today? What do we know? That when God says, "I love you," we can trust what God says, because God's word is true, it is unchanging, and it's unchangeable. Not only that, but his promise to love us is sure. His faithfulness in loving us endures from one generation to the next, and his eternal commitment to love us stands fast forever. Let's pray. God, today we ask you to free us from the anxiety of wondering if we've been good enough to deserve your love, experience your love, receive your love. Free us that we can receive your unfailing love, a love that is reliable, is constant, without error, without fault. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love toward us. If there is any space or place in us that is unbelieving concerning your love for us, help us, O Lord, and deliver us from our unbelief. We want to be in the place that when you say you love us, we take it personally. As we reflect on your love for us, may it then cause us to reciprocate love. Your word reminds us that we love you because you first loved us. As we come to grasp your love and know your love, help us to respond to your love by ceasing to engage in certain behaviors. Help us to respond to your love by letting go of the negative influences. Help us to respond to your love by focusing on your loving presence in the present moment. Help us to respond to your love by being obedient to your word. And help us to respond to your love by loving our fellow man just as you've commanded us. Thank you, O Lord, for encouraging us to be people who are known for our love. Thank you for reminding us that by our love, the world comes to know you. Thank you, Lord, for being our greatest example of love. Today is a new day, God. Thank you for the opportunity to be love, to show love, to give love. Remember the Ray of Hope Christian Church today. Continue to use them to impact and transform this present world into the kingdom of God. Remember Pastor Cynthia Hale today. Love on her, Lord, this very hour, that she would have all that she stands in need of and the desires of her heart. For those who are on this prayer call, Lord, give them a day, give them opportunities where they can show love and be love to many others. We ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank you for being with us on today, and we hope you have a blessed day and that you'll plan to join us on Sunday at the Ray of Hope Christian Church at 10 a.m. for service. And you can also watch us virtually online. Just go to www.rayofhope.org and be ready to join us next week on Wednesday for the prayer call. Have a great day. God bless you.